understanding, right? Understanding why was, or you have a lot of people, right, saying, why do you care about Trump being impeached? Or they'll say, oh, he hasn't been impeached yet. He's still got to go through trial with the Senate and things of that nature, right? But then you got to ask yourself, do you want us to get into politics or you don't? You understand? There are certain breaking points which make people get intrigued, to which they start to watch. You get what I'm saying? So how can we be judged when a person want to care now, and that could be the thing they needed to start participating like we need? Because where are we going to, we got to leave this place now, right now? You understand? So we got to figure out what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out what we want to do. Do we want to participate or are we not? Now, what we got to pay close attention to, right? What we have to pay very close attention to, right, is that we have to, yo, now we come to understand how do we get infiltrated, how do we allow that, and how can we interpret that for future reference, and how to get a proper understanding, because this is the truth of the matter, right? So first and foremost, we gonna say this: Tekashi 6ix9ine was implanted in our culture to disrupt the culture. Tekashi 6ix9ine was. And I say that because the purple hair, right? He's in a gang, supposedly. Just met the people when he first met the boy Shotty. This is the crazy part about it, right? And he's basically like a mascot, right, for homosexuality. Basically disrupting and weakening our masculine principle, right? Making our younger men more subjective to things they usually wouldn't be a part of, I could say. Be politically correct, right? So this is a big problem in our neighborhoods, in our homes, right? And they put these people here and they shine a light on them. You understand? Because he probably was okay, but I don't think he was selling records like that. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I would have to see that. But I believe he was made to disrupt some shit. You understand? Why not? They did it before. Why not? They did it before. Think about this, right? Kevin Garnett said the NBA had an agenda during that series with him and LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. Saying that they had a certain view on how they wanted it to shape out, and they weren't a part of it. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I believe they've been fixing games. You know what I mean? They've been getting into that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just think of this. Why the fuck did... Why would Magic Johnson, right, have to come out on TV, right, and speak about HIV? Who the fuck gotta... Just think of that. Who has to come on TV and announce they got AIDS? Ain't nobody else do that.
Right, right.
Ain't no damn AIDS, man. Got caught gambling. Magic got caught gambling, right? And they made him announce he had AIDS and made him retire and still gave him some money. But you see how they took that shit again. They always come for their shit. You get what I'm saying? Same way with Mike. Same way with Mike. Mike got caught gambling. Mike, that's why he had to take that break. But the it wasn't as much hype to the NBA, the ratings. So they brought him back when they seen they needed him. You get what I'm saying? They do this all the time. That's why I don't believe all that shit with Bill Cosby. I don't believe that shit. And I also don't believe that all that shit with R. Kelly. Like, he was abusive, and I don't believe all that shit. You gotta show me they black, man. I'm sorry, they black. That's how I go. Guilt, innocent till proven guilty over this piece. You understand? Because this is how we gotta secure each other, man. That's how we gotta secure each other. They lie so fucking much. They lie so much. Just think, bro. Just think. If the NBA is rigging games, what can you believe? LeBron James court cramps or Charlie Horse had to get carried off the court? I thought you walked Charlie Horses out in cramps. Ain't you supposed to walk those out? But this is the games they play. They want you to believe that your people are the worst. They want you to see that all of you are non-trustworthy. So therefore, you'll never trust yourself. You understand? You'll never see a reason why, even up to your highest things you could set as a standard. Say you think of LeBron as money, and that's something you wanted to set as a bar to accomplish a goal. It'd be rigged because he rigged. You understand what I'm saying? And it's crazy that if you don't know how to interpret this shit, you'll get lost in translation. You'll get lost in the awe. There is no difference, right? This is what I want you to get and understand. This is why I really don't get into the sports no more. Because sports is a fucking game. Sports is a fucking game. Soon as motherfuckers started getting a voice, right? Soon as a person started getting a voice, that's when they would bring the Coliseum games and shit like that. You understand? History always repeats itself, right? Now, we are just in a more milder Roman times, like the Colosseums, where they would, that was sports, the circus, you understand? To slow the progress down of our race. Now, it just don't have to do with creating generals, and everything don't got to do with, just think, long as they got our most elite, right, because that athleticism, right, corresponds with the mind. For real, if they put the effort there. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of our culture is so drowned in the sports scene that they don't get to deal in the real world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they're so awestruck in that shit that they believe that that's life. Like, just sportsaholic. Because everything we do gotta be like a religion. This is how we move. Right? All actuality, that has nothing to do, or it does not pertain to the real goals of what we call life. And this is how you keep the mass dizzy. This is how you keep the mass with a clouded judgment. Because as we watch shit like movies, right, we think life play out like that. We really begin to believe that life play out like that, right? Where you make decisions at like a fast pace. You understand what I'm saying? When really everything is supposed to be thought out, so nothing gets done. As you make decisions in your mind, right? You say you're going to do something. You just set out to do it. You put no thought behind it. You understand? You don't create the situation as a God would. You understand what I'm saying? So on the field of chess, in the game of chess, we would be what you call a pawn. While the big bucks are being distributed because of people putting the mind power behind the shit, and we worried about the sports, entertainment, you know, things that don't really pertain to anything. Because the same people that's in the sports, not really into the culture, or they don't want to mess up their image. You understand what I'm saying? So sports was actually a strategic move to keep us in circles, to keep us as the minority. And I mean the minority in conscious. That was sports was for. Actually, sports were one of Hitler's plans to sterilize a group of people, keep them foolish. Not saying that, and not even saying, right, that you liking it is wrong. Just to think how much time we and effort we put in energy. See, the whole name of the game, right, with this thing here called life, all about energies, right? And we put too much energy into that. If we made a decisive move, they would bow to our fucking will, bend to our will. How I know? Just think of it. If we all stop watching basketball, if our race of people, right, stop participating, they would have to negotiate. Facts. But you can't get us to do that. You can't get a group of us to do that. You can't get a group of us to do that. It's sad that we really can't meet at odds either. We can't make odds meet.
Oh, well.
That's our problem. The main reason is because we're stuck in another person's dimension. We're stuck in another person's time zone. Remember, time is a man-made element also. So don't think, oh, time is a man-made element. There is no such thing as this, that here thing, 12 hours a day in the cosmos. So time is a man-made element. Now that we got that understood, right? We are in someone else's dimension. We are on someone else's world, essentially. We're out of our minds into a European mindset, and this is the thing that got us off rhythm. Whole point being us eating breakfast, that threw your day out to fucking whack from the rip. So now, you got you playing a game of catch up, right? To you trying to reach for the cosmos, right? With a pair of cardboard wings. Because the way of you trying to come up with this 9-to-5 thing, it ain't making it work. Every month you're catching up. You're playing catch up. Right? And why time never stops the clock you on, right? There's never enough. They want you to believe a lot of things are fabricated. Like a lot, like when they tell you that there were no uprising in slavery, or they want you to believe that Harriet Tubman is the only person that tried to free slaves, woman-wise. That wouldn't be true. Or think about this, right? Think about this. we are in the same position we were in the 40s, right? As a collective. Now, ask yourself why. What would be holding us back? But then ask yourself this on a grand scale. Like, do anybody give a fuck? But then you look at it like, who pulls the care, right? But in this world, you'll see they got commercials for dogs. In this world, when they go engage in Iraqi, or when they're anywhere else in the world besides home, you can't even touch nobody. They could curse you the fuck out, do it to, until they attack or engage you, you can't do nothing to them. But I ask you this, how can they slam one of my women to the ground? Huh? How they slam my mom to the ground? I slam my girl to the ground. How they slam my sister to the ground? And nobody feel nothing about that shit? Right? Motherfucker, just think, right? Niggas is so, like, we gotta wake the fuck up. I'll be downtown, right? And I'll walk past every other race besides my own, right? Until I see somebody in my race, right? Then I throw the brick on. Look at him crazy. But I just said, hey, how you doing? Hey, hi, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? And then I see nigga on my race, but I gotta throw the brick on for him. No, that shit is played out. That shit is played out. Everybody else for them, why we ain't for us? I tell you why. Too much competition. Right? Too much female tendencies in the male body. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, it ain't nothing wrong, right? There is nothing wrong with a person diving into their femininity. You know what I mean? That type of shit. Because you got feminine principle. And you also, your mother made you. But we can't keep allowing niggas to be in their feelings, because men weren't supposed to move with their emotions.
Right.
We are critical thinkers.
Right.
Generals. Right. We leave that to the females, and if we cry, what the baby's gonna do? Mm-hmm. Right? So, when we sit back and see that, everybody been complaining and bitching, but who looking for the resolution or the solution? Mm-hmm. No one. Right? We see we at odds, right? We don't got nothing to call home base, right? We hardly got a land, right? We hardly got a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who speak up for us?
Goodbye.
Right. So, truth of the matter must be heard. Truth of the matter must be heard. We can't forget that our ancestors, or what they went through, we can't forget that. How could we forget that? How could we forget that? And that's down into us. It's embedded to us. What they went through came through with me. What they went through came through with me. Right? But it's crazy that they want you to forget. Even your own race. I was not talking about that. Man, that's an open cut. Mm-hmm. Fuck you mean? It hurt. Stop talking about that. Why? You know who you sound like? You sound like the family member who family member was fighting a friend, and they was so much on the friend dick that they had to do that. No. They it wasn't like that. That's your brother. You, what the fuck is you doing? You understand what I'm saying? This is how we moving as a collective. Because we don't got nothing to call home base. I mean, like, we don't have nothing to refer to as silence. But the writing's on the wall. And the writing's on the wall is a $3,000 trip to Kemet. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like the distance. The distance is what made the psychological disconnection. The distance from us and Kemet is what made the psychological disconnection. Right? Look up Wilmington, North Carolina, right? Right? And you'll see more towns. towns of Freemasons, Moorish towns, right? Uh-huh. Then ask yourself this. Did they get formed with America, or were they before? Then you'll come to find out they were before. So now will you ask, is it a difference between Africa and the Americas? Huh? Or have we been told lies?
Been told lies.
Yeah. Is there such thing as an Indian? Or is that Asiatic guy someone they brought into the land to get rid of us? This is what you must ask. The original Puerto Ricans were called Taínos. Taínos. The Maroons were considered Taíno. Or the Taíno were considered Maroon. Moors. Facts. Facts. All through Barbados, Jamaica, which is a Spanish name, Spanish islands, Spanish conquerors, right? Moorish islands. Now, this ain't European. You understand? All of this came under the Moors in the beginning. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they would have you believe when Cristobal Columbus, when he came for his, what is it called? His, run for the sugar. That's what he was, that's what he came for real. Sugar. He was a sugar fiend. So, and there's a lot of money. It was a lot of money in sugar in the ancient times. Sugar was the ancient world's cocaine. You understand? So, we had free towns in New York. And when I'm saying free, I don't mean had to coexist with slavery. No, this was before slavery. Yeah. This is before slavery. And, we had a government established before 1775, right? Washington come in at 1889. We, before those Articles of Confederation, right? For the Iroquois Confederacy, right? The Iroquois. We had governments established in the Americas. So when Washington come in at 1789, right? We were already here. We already, it was 8 presidents prior to him. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole gist of him chopping down the cherry tree was him chopping down the Moorish flag. That's why he said, I cannot lie. That's the code. You know what I'm saying? We literally built this country. Acting was being done in Rome. You understand? They had plays and shit. When they would come get slaves, a butler would come out and act to the person that's trying to buy them. You know what I mean? So we've been had certain things. They, everything you see come from this thing we call melanin, because without this melanin type energy of us, there would be none. Do you understand? So we bring the soul to the planet. Without us, there would... See, it ain't like if we wasn't here, somebody could make up for it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nah. Without us, there would be no rhythm. Without us, take away music. You ask how? You ask how? You need rhythm to be in tune. You understand me? And without us, we wouldn't get no drums. So take away all songs. If somebody could get money, like if we owe money, fuck that. People get money for people using their shit in songs, right? Like their instrumentals. Well, we need money for the drums. How much do they owe us? You understand that? We need money for the drums. It came from us and we ain't getting paid. What we owe for that? Hotep.